This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
If I let the rhythm get to me, then I don't know what I'll be. Think I just might lose my mind. If I let the rhythm get to me, it'll take all of me. I'll lose track of space and time.
So this is Jelly Denniston for Leeds Student Radio, and I'm here with MNEK.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. How was the journey up?
Long. Got to catch up with the band and play the new music I'm working on.
In the van on the way up?
Yeah, we got like a little aux cable. Yeah, it was good, it was great.
Have you been to Leeds before?
I have. The first time I came here was with Rudimental. And I forgot even what the venue was, but I remember it was the Animax tour, so that was always fun.
So I want to ask you about your transition, I guess, because you started off as a producer.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So back in the day.
And now, that's quite a big change, I guess, to being an artist.
They're two different things, I guess. With the writing and stuff, it's cool because, you know, that's always going to happen. That's always going to be a thing, and you know, it's cool, like, for me financially and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess, like, with the artist thing, I'm still learning on the job. I'm really enjoying it. I love making music. I love and singing, performing. But it's more about getting more people to hear what I'm doing.
But what made you be like, actually, no, I want to go out there and be, like, a frontman and sing, and rather than just produce?
It's always been the plan, but I guess it was more so about when I was ready. I've always sung, I've always written for myself and stuff, but I think like when I got into the industry, I was 14. So
wow,
I don't think
that's so young.
It is young, and I guess like with that, I wasn't ready either. I made the choice of being like, I want to start off as a writer producer and get in that way and then seep through and find my route as far as my arts project.
Do you think as well that being going in at 14, the whole industry must feel quite oppressive and like it's just quite a lot to deal with at that age? Did you find that easier to deal with in the production side rather than being in the limelight, as it were? Or did it never really faze you?
No, I mean,
just cool from the start.
They are two things, and I guess that I feel certain ways about both. I think the industry is the industry. It's not as pretty as everyone likes to think it is, but it is what it is. It's what you signed up for.
But you seem very grounded. You seem like you haven't been swept up in it.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. There's still time. I guess you got your big break with Gorgon City. With
yeah.
For your love.
Mm-hmm.
And that after that, did it all just snowball?
It was a great platform. People knowing what I did as an artist. I think I've had a few like cool platforms as far as my writing production, but that was like my main thing as me as a singer, as a MNEK in the singer. And via that, I've gotten a lot of people to recognise what I do and gradually getting people to know what I do via my own stuff.
So I was going to say, have you found it hard to get people to separate you from that? To kind of take you in your own right, as it were, rather than...
It's always going to take some time. Ready for Love was such a big hit. It was obviously always going to be that thing where if anyone saw a picture of me and that was like, that is, you know, my most well-known song, they're going to like affiliate me with that.
Yeah.
It's fine. I just have to get a bigger song.
Have you got a live show that sticks with you as like the most, your pinnacle of...
We were talking about this on the Twitter, and I think there's been a few shows. I did this MTV Crashes show in Derry that I loved, and that was just a great vibe. On my headline show at XOYO back in November, there was Wakestock in Wales. There's been some really cool like shows. Like this show where it's like, right, this is like the standard, you know what I mean? Like, this is what we should be doing. And I think like, you know, I've been playing live for like a year, and I guess I feel like I'm getting better and better with each show. It's only ever going to get better.
Have you had any crazy fan moments that you've been mobbed? Like, what's the weirdest thing the fans ever done?
There's not been like a specific weird thing, you know what I mean? I think as more people know who I am, I'm training my approach. Because like, I get spotted like randomly, like say at Sainsbury's or something, or just Oxford Circus. And you know, I'm a quite awkward person sometimes. So if someone's like, "Oh my God, Dominic," I'm gonna be like,
"Hi,
hey, how are you doing?" Like, wow, it's my own thing. I need to deal with.
And so your Small Talk EP was released in March.
Yes,
it went down seriously well, as far as I.
Yeah, no, the reaction has been so positive, and I think it was good that I was able to have some kind of output out and also like release songs that I did really love. And I'm just excited to release an album, like a full body of work that people can get to understand what I'm about. But then again, yeah, that comes with like the right timing.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that what's next, the album? Is that kind of the next thing you're
yeah,
big thing?
I'd like that to be the next thing, but again, this all dependent on people want it.
And then have you got any more festivals coming up this summer? Where else can people catch you along the way?
Well, I'm doing Wildlife. I'm doing City Soundscape tomorrow. In Canterbury.
I'm out of here.
And then the Wildlife, there's Wireless, there's V Festival, there is Sundown, and No Tomorrow. There's a bunch of festivals that I'm really looking forward to.
Busy man.
But I love performing, you know what I mean? That's like my favourite bit of it all. That's like the thing where it's like you get to actually see what you're doing. It's really cool.
That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Lead Student Radio with MNEK.